Christmas on 6.
From midnight, Don Letts, right now, Guy Garvey.
So please, put your sweet hand in mine and float in space and drift in time. All my time until I die, we'll float in space, just you and I.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.
Title track from their most celebrated work to date, that was Spiritualized with Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space. Indeed we are. Whereas, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. It's all getting a bit David Frost, isn't it, that intro? I want to do it as David Frost next week, see if anyone notices. Hello and welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space. I chose that track deliberately because this Boxing Day special edition of The Finest Hour is dedicated to the great man, Patrick Moore. Now, I'm sure, as you know, if you're a regular listener to the programme, I'm a huge fan of Sir Patrick and all that he's done. And I use talking about his history in my regular feature, That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. I use that feature to as an excuse to talk about what was going on in the world, really. But it amazes me that he's been broadcasting as long as he has, and that he's such a knowledgeable man. And he's not just a commentator on all things space related. He's part of history. He mapped the moon, amongst other things. A fascinating guy, and in his own words, most of this show is dedicated to him. Well, we also will be listening to tunes that have been inspired, or rather, I was inspired to pick them because of things that he said on the archive that we found in them. But yes, a Patrick Moore special to help you with your Boxing Day. Hangover. So let's move straight on with another space-related tune. This is the Beta Band, and this song is from Heroes to Zeros. It's called Space, and I love it. There we go, that's the Beta Band from Heroes to Zeros, that's Space. That was their last record, wasn't it? A really good one as well, though. But I love what they're all doing individually as well, I must say. So, the show, as I said earlier, is dedicated to Sir Patrick Moore. And here he is, in his own words, about how he got started in astronomy.
When I was 6 years old, and that now is a long time ago, so at the moment I'm 72, I was sitting in the dining room of my old home at East Grinstead in Sussex. I was 6 years old. I was rather bored. I looked in the bookshelf, and there was a small blue book called The Story of the Solar System by G.F. Chambers, written in 1898, price sixpence. It belonged to my mother, who was just a bit interested in astronomy. I don't feel winely, sir, but enough to have a few books about it. And I picked this one up, and I started reading it. I still have that book. It wasn't actually a boy's book. It was an adult book. But frankly, my reading was all right, and I read that book through in one gulp, and I was absolutely hooked. I found another, I went through that one, and then on the first clear night afterwards, I went outdoors and looked at the stars. The first time I ever looked at the stars with any real meaning, I think. And I then think, well, I'm going to find my way around the sky. I spent my 6 months' pocket money on an elementary star map, and after that, every clear night, I used to go out and make a pious resolve to recognise one new constellation every night. And, you know, it's surprising how long it doesn't take. And in a few weeks or two, I had a pretty good working knowledge of the sky, and I still have. And then finally, when I was about 10, I had saved up for and got my first little telescope. And with that, I started mapping the moon, and I published my first paper at 13.
Ardem and Love and Other Planets, and of course before that, that was Patrick Moore talking about how he got started in astronomy. He published his first science paper at the age of 13. What? What an amazing man. BBC.
BBC Six Music. On the third day of Christmas, Six Music gave to Huey
5 days off.
So instead, Mark Riley presents the sound of the 1970s, 80s, 90s, and the noughties.
On Monday, 70s swans are singing. Ride a white swan, plus, a special selection of John Peel excerpts from the BBC archive.
Right, that hasn't started. Hold on a second.
And on New Year's Eve, 2010 tunes are taking us up to date.
Six Music, digital radio are rocking. Hear the sound of starting 10 a.m. on Monday.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Okay, I've got an email here. It's from Ian Greenhall. He says, Guy, just a bit of business. I'd like to recommend the following tracks from the latest Band of Horses record, Infinite Arms. He sent this back in September, by the way. It's a great record, and the band I first discovered through the Song for Guy thing, but this record hasn't got much airtime. Strange. My recommendations will be the title track, Infinite Arms, or For Annabelle. He then goes on to say a bit more news. A few weeks ago, a new Elbow fan was born when Kerry and I had our third son, Ned. Aww. And he sent a picture of Ned, which is very lovely. I shall put that up on the website. The Band of Horses record above and the Seldom Seen Kid made the playlist for Labour, and the little lad arrived to friend of ours, so 1-0 to Elbow. In your face, Band of Horses. I added that bit, it's not in the email. Ian and Kerry, it's still loving Avi Buffalo. Well, welcome to the world, Ned. Here's the Band of Horses, second in your affections to my band Elbow, I'm sure. There they are nonetheless, and congratulations to you and to your mum and dad, Ian and Kerry.
Your neighbor about to give birth, and then
Infinite Arms by Band of Horses for Ian and Kerry Greenhall and Little Ned. Welcome to the world, little man. So let's hear Hannah Peel. She's great. She shares something with Jessica Hoop. Her music and her songwriting is much simpler than Jessica's. Jess goes for a right old few laps of the room when she writes a song. This is very simple and wistful, but she does share some of the sensibilities that, of the Hoop. Anyway, Hannah Peel, Song for the Sea. This is from The Broken Wave, and it's out on January the 11th.
I dream my goodbyes that I come to the sea from the man laid next to me. It shall cross my fear that I've been longing for this, the mountain of bliss up on the
So, that was Hannah Peel and Song for the Sea. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this is a Patrick Moore special edition for Boxing Day of The Finest Hour. The Sky at Night music that appears on my programme every week that sounds like this. How was it chosen? And was it ever going to be any other piece of music? Let's hear from the great man himself.
When we began this guy tonight, I was talking to Paul Johnstone, who was the first producer. Man, obviously, you have to have some introductory music. We never have any background music in the Sky at Night programme at all, and I don't like background music for that kind of thing, because you introduce yourself with something. So we decided, now, what are we going to have? And the choice was really rather left to me in the end. I think I narrowed it down to three. One was Grieg's Homage March. Then there was the second movement of Sibelius' Corelius Symphony, and then another piece of Sibelius, At the Castle Gate, from Pelias and Melisande. And we got tapes of all these, and I played them all through, and finally I said, well, look, I think the best of lot is At the Castle Gate. And Paul agreed with that one, and we used that ever since.
There you are, what a different world we'd live in. That was almost the music for the Sky at Night theme tune. That was the Grieg's Homage March, or some of it at least. OK, this next song is absolutely beautiful. It's one of those songs I know exactly where I was when I first heard it. I was in my friend Mark Kennard's art studio on Newtown Street in Manchester. And this was on in the background, but it really caught my attention and really affected me the way I felt. I warn you, it's an incredibly sad number. So if you have got the blues, if you've been alone this Christmas and you've got the blues, go make a cup of tea while this one's on. It's very sad. Anyway, it's gorgeous. It's nobody's fault but my own. And it's from the album Mutations. Here's Beck.
Thank you. It's nobody's fault, nobody's fault but my own.
The 1950s was a decade of enormous economic and technological change in America. The post-war boom sent house and car sales soaring, televisions appeared in every home, and suddenly scientists were reaching for the stars. Who would have thought that the decade that began with the first transatlantic jet flight would end with the Soviets preparing to put the first man in space? For many Americans, the rapid advances in technology were bewildering and more than a little frightening. But somewhere between the Cold War paranoia and terrifying tales of Martian invasion lurked tentative enthusiasm and an earnest desire to see if the sky really was the limit. As schoolboy dreamers swapped their cowboy outfits for spacesuits and their parents built bomb shelters, teenagers embraced the excitement, dancing at the high school hop to topical tunes such as Eddie Cletro's Flying Saucer Boogie, an irresistible mix of boogie-woogie piano and electric slide, punctuated by the occasional B-movie scream. It's said that, at least if aliens did invade, they could come and join the party. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
4, 3, 2, 1.
As I was standing looking up one day, enjoying the view across the way, some big bright lights came flying by, a lot of whirling doodads in the sky. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same. Now this sounds strange to you, I know, but take my word that it's really so. And as I looked up into the air, there were flying saucers everywhere. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same.
Just imagination, but we saw them just the same.
Oh, here they come. Oh, there they go. It's those doggone saucers again. Oh, there they go. It's those doggone saucers again. To get a closer look at a flying plane. And as they darted and spun through space, I went upstairs to join the chase. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same.
Saw them just the same.
I went up high in my trusty jet and got as close as I could get. I saw them from my aeroplane, and now my friends think I'm insane. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same.
That amazing, crazy shit was Flying Saucer Boogie from Eddie Cletro, and it was the Beccapedia's homage to the great man, to Sir Patrick Moore. We've got some more archive now of the great chap. Talking about the dark side of the moon, do you know that you only ever see one side of the moon from Earth? I'm sure you all knew that. You're all very smart people. Anyway, have a listen to this little snippet of Patrick Moore talking about just that.
When the Russians planned to send their first rocket, Lunik 3, round the moon in October 1959, they'd written over to me earlier saying, would I please send all my observations of the moon's libration areas and also all the observations I hadn't published yet? And they'd promised that when they got the first pictures back, they would send them straight over to me, because in recognition of the help I'd given. And I was actually doing a Sky at Night programme in the studio, live, about the other side of the moon, when Paul Johnstone's voice, the producer, came into my ears. The Russians have kept their promise. They're sending over the picture of the other side of the moon, just taken. They'll be on your screen in 20 seconds. Scrap what we planned. Do it off the cuff. Good luck. And I remember saying to the television audience, we're going to see now the first pictures of the far side of the moon. I don't know any more than you what they're going to be like. I think I've got a pretty good idea. Well, now wait and see. And up they came. And luckily, I recognised one particular feature under reverse illumination. I was able to give what I hope was an intelligible comedy. That's quite a moment. I also remember a poem said to have been written by a housemaid in the service of a well-known poet a long time ago. She'd cottoned on to the fact that the moon keeps the same face towards us, and she produced the following gem. O moon, lovely moon, with the beautiful face, careering throughout the boundaries of space, whenever I see you, I think in my mind, shall I ever, O ever, behold thy behind? And of course in 1959 we did precisely that. Speck Mountain and Hey Moon, what a beautiful little song that is. And of course that was Patrick Moore talking just before it. More Patrick later on in the show. But in keeping with the theme of the programme, dedicated to the great man, his life and his work, this is Loping Along Through the Cosmos,
It was originally by Julie Sill, but this is on a tribute record called Crayon Angel to the work of Julie Sill, and this is The Chalants, Loping Along Through the Cosmos.
Loping along through the cosmos, in sad ways I slide to the square. So hard for a kiss from God, I miss the sweet love of the air. The silver chariot soars through Mercury ripples of sky. I'm looking so hard for a place to land, I almost forgot how to fly. So lean on me, or stay by my side. Either way, and I'll tell you a secret I've never.
Weekend, Brian Ferry talks about his first experiences in life and music.
10 years old, I remember listening to something on the radio which seemed to affect me a lot, and that was Lead Belly. I became a passionate music fan from that day onwards.
Hear Brian Ferry talking to Matt Everett from midday on Sunday, and then there's another chance to hear part two of the Roxy Music story at one.
I don't think we thought we were going to be big conventional pop stars.
I like being part of a team. I loved everybody to throw their ideas into the melting pot and see what came out.
Six Music.
That was The Chalants and Loping Along Through the Cosmos by Judy Sill. Wonderful. This is new on me. The outfit's called Corps Lapin. The album's called Corps Lapin. It's out now. And this song's called Un de Toi. My sister would not approve. My sister Karen, living in France, would not approve of me saying Un Dux Trois. Un de Toi by Corps Lapin.
Et j'attends.
Wonderful. So I love Louis Jordan. I've not loved him forever, only since it was recommended that I listen to him by one of you lot. But this is one of my favourite tunes of his. It's absolutely great. The opening line, and only the opening line, could well be about the woman I love. Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
A gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Way you acting lately makes me doubt. You's is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? Baby, maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby?
BBC
Six Music
on digital,
online.
BBC Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour. On Six Music.
Thank you.
That, of course, is the sound of Patrick Moore and, would you believe it, newsreader Richard Baker. That's because this is a Patrick Moore Boxing Day special edition of The Finest Hour. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and I'm with you for another hour, talking about the great man, his life, his work, and playing some music that I've been inspired to pick through the archive that we dug up on him. Here's a really touching personal side of the great man. Here he is talking about one of his favourite moonlit pursuits.
People often think me what I think about night conditions in general. Well, I'm bound to say I am not what I call an aimless walker. I can't remember the time when I last went for a walk, going for a walk. I said, I don't do that at all. On the other hand, one thing that I do, I live only 500 yards from the sea. And in the summer, if it's good, as it was this year, I stroll 500 yards down. I can go into the sea. And it's rather nice to do that at night time, particularly by moonlight. And moonlight bathing, I think, is great fun. I do quite a lot of that in the ordinary way.
Every street light reveals a picture in reverse. Still, it's so much clearer. I forgot my shirt at the water's edge. The moon is low tonight. Remembering that night, September's coming soon. I'm pining for the moon. And what if there were two side by side in orbit around the fairest sun? The bright tide forever drum cannot describe night swimming. Underneath my breath, night swimming.
couldn't really have picked another tune to follow that piece of footage, could I? That was REM and Night Swimming following Patrick talking about his penchant for such activities. Let's keep it in the cosmos. Here's Nick Drake with the song Pink Moon. I love the fact that his voice doesn't go any lower, but it didn't stop him trying on the chorus of this song. Very cute.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Pink moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink moon, gonna get you on to pink moon. Yeah, pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon.
Nick Drake and Pink Moon. Cass McCoom, do you know him? I'd only heard his name before last week when Luke Murray got in touch and recommended this song. Thanks so much, Luke. I'm going to go and find out more about this chap. He's been involved with so many different bands and outfits that I'm a huge fan of, and I love this tune. This is called You Saved My Life. It's by Cass McCoom, and once again, huge thanks to Luke Murray for suggesting it as a song for Guy. That was Cass McCombs and You Saved My Life, a song that I will know forever because of the kindness of Luke Murray. Luke Murray, ladies and gentlemen. That's my round of applause for you, Luke. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk or contact me through my page on the Six Music website. So that's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. If you have a song that you think I may not have heard or be aware of, sometimes they're really staringly obvious ones and they've just not made it into my headspace for some reason. Anyway, recommend the songs that you love. We'll go and find them. Don't worry about actually sending them or anything like that. And, yeah, we can all enjoy them together. Keep them coming.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Six Music Live.
2010. Yo! Another year of amazing live music on Six Music. Gigs, sessions and unique collaborations, including Fun-Loving Criminals and Roots Maneuver.
Original Criminal Maneuvers, yo. We movers, yo.
Paul Weller and Corinne Bailey-Ray. Join us in 2011 for more huge events, live broadcasts and intimate sessions.
Six Music Live.
So this is the Patrick Moore special Boxing Day edition of Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. The deeper you look into the great man's past, the more amazed you are. So forget that he mapped the moon. He was responsible for naming place on the moon and mapping it. Forget all that. Forget the fact that he put his first science paper out when he was 13. Forget that he's a genius xylophonist and a great presenter. Have a listen to this next story.
Einstein was another great scientist who was deeply interested in music, wasn't he?
He was indeed. He was an expert violinist. You may tell you one lovely story. Many, many years ago, when I was a young cadet learning how to fly at the very start of the war, I went down to a conference in New York on my leave, and Einstein was there, and I was invited to a little reception afterwards. Einstein was there, not very many of us, and someone said, "Will you give us a violin solo?" And he said, "I play the Swan. There's no accompanist." Well, there was a piano there, and I just happened to know it. So I have actually accompanied Einstein, and I wish I'd had a tape, but of course there were no tapes in those days.
It's a very great shame there wasn't a recording of that. Was it good?
He was magnificent. I don't believe there is any recording of Einstein playing the violin. But there's one lovely story about him, and I think it was with Kreisler he was playing sometime after the war, and they were playing a duet, and Einstein went wrong. And Kreisler made the classic remark, "The trouble with you, Albert, is you cannot count."
I think that's wonderful.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, breakdown, baby.
Five.
tenuously linked with the preceding anecdote from Patrick Moore. That was DJ Shadow and the Number Song. He played piano with Einstein. Ah, what a guy. Let's have this tune from Tom Waits. Always reminds me of my friend Brian, who used to do a great impression of Noel Coward singing this song at a piano. This is Tom Waits. This is Grapefruit Moon. Here's to Brian.
All that I can see.
Every time I hear that melody, well, puts me up a tree. And the grapefruit moon, one star shining, is all that I can see.
Tom Waits and Grapefruit Moon. I've written several songs involving the moon. I'm quite obsessed with it. Jungian psychology's got something to say about that, I'm sure. Radiohead have a little bit of an obsession with it too, it would seem. This is Sail to the Moon from the album Hail to the Thief. This really is beautiful. Keeping it lunar, this is one of my favourites. This is Ella Fitzgerald and her version of Paper Moon. Absolutely love it.
Paper Moon. short sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love,
it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love,
it's a melody played in a penny arcade.
It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's phony, it's plain to see how happy I would be if you.
It's only a paper moon floating over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Ella Fitzgerald and Paper Moon. I'm going to keep it still, Luna. This is Mertz. This beautiful tune is called Silver Moon Ladders.
Shops have closed, when all the drunks have gone home, when they don't clean in the road, it's when we get in our boat. Drift through the silence of night, far from the harbor side. With a mystical air, we know what we're searching for. For silver moon ladders, ladders, moon ladders.
A sense or a clue. We climbed to the moon last night, sat and looked back at the earth's blue line. Such a beautiful sight. From silver moon ladders, ladders.
Silver Moon Ladders by Mertz. So how important and exciting must sunset be for an astronomer? Here's the great man in the last segment of him talking that I'm going to play this week. Here's him talking about his favourite things about sunrise and sunset.
The sky can be beautiful, particularly I think at sunrise and sunset. And I think the loveliest sunrise I've seen was on the edge of the Grand Canyon. And there's a sunrise up there, you get magnificent colours, never seen anything like it. And I think that's really rather terrific. And as I said, sunset at the Atacama Desert of Chile, you see the Earth's shadow sweeping towards you. Those that I remember. And of course, just as the sun sets, you can very often see the green flash, a flash of green as the last segment of the sun goes down below the horizon. I've only seen it well once, but it is worth watching for. I looked for it earlier on this year when I was out watching an eclipse of the sun in the China Sea, but I didn't see it this time.
Thank you.
That was Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. I know it's one of Patrick Moore's favourite pieces of music, so I just thought I'd play that. Wonderful. What a chap, eh?
BBC Six Music.
On the third day of Christmas, Six Music gave to Huey
5 days off.
So instead, Mark Riley presents the sound of the 1970s, 80s, 90s, and the noughties.
On Monday, 70s Swans are singing. Ride a white swan. Plus, a special selection of John Peel excerpts from the BBC archive.
Right, that hasn't started. Hold on a second.
And on New Year's Eve, 2010 Kids are taking us up to date.
Six Music, digital radio are rocking. Hear the sound of starting 10 a.m. on Monday.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe.
So, a girl called Eddie did a tune called Did You See the Moon? That was the name she went out under, a girl called Eddie. Richard Hawley produced this record, I'm pretty safe in saying, I think. She's got a gorgeous voice and you can hear the Hawley touch. Unless, of course, I'm completely mistaken. Feel free to correct me if that's the case.
Did you see the moon tonight? Did it shine the way I asked it to? By the time it made its way to you instead of me inside your room tonight. It will dance across your floor, make you remember more than you might want to. But I want you to remember me. If you see the moon tonight, I hope it finds you all alone. Maybe sitting by the phone, kind of sad. I'm missing you.
Thank you. wonderful. As we heard some Claude Debussy, I thought it'd be wrong not to play this next tune. This is from the I Am Clute record that was nominated for the Mercury this year, The Sky at Night. Craig and I from Elbow were involved in making the record. In fact, I sing on this one. You can probably hear me somewhere in the background if you concentrate hard enough. And there's a piano moment at the end where Pete Jobson, bass player in the band and my best buddy, was playing some great piano. I thought, this is just too fitting for tonight's programme not to play, so I'm going to play it. We refer to the piano moment at the end of the song as the Debussy moment, which I'm sure Pete was very happy with. Anyway, the song is called The Moon is a Blind Eye. Ladies and gentlemen, I Am Clute.
But he never sees the stars. We may illuminate the atmospheres, still not know, still not know who we are. And the moon is a blind. And the moon is a blind eye, is a blind eye. We may dig amongst the rocks and stones to find a fragment of the past. We may consecrate our ruins, praise of how, praise of how they last. And the moon is a blind light. And the moon is a blind. It's a blind eye. Did you see whilst you were looking? Did you notice anything that's mine? What did you feel when you got there? To be loved.
Well, that's all we have time for. That's the last tune, or rather the next tune, which is always my theme tune, is the last tune of the Finest Hour for this year, I think, is it? Yeah, that's right. I'll see you all next year. Thank you so much for everybody who's sent in recommendations over the past 12 months. Thanks, of course, to Michelle and Peter and the Beckopedia for making my show happen at all. Thanks to Ian and Boz and everybody who works at BBC North. Thank you so much. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you...
Yeah.